Radio Gorgeous, created by women for women. RadioGorgeous.com. Hello, my name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hooray!
How are you, my darling?
I'm very well.
Good, good. And I'm well. Went to New York for New Year.
Oh, don't you know it.
And got back on Saturday, and I went to go and see that film, The Theory of Everything, about Stephen Hawking.
Ah, right, with Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne, who they do say is up for an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
But as someone said in a party I was with, they said, but he spent half his time in a wheelchair, so he wasn't acting much. Okay, but the person that really was good in it was his wife, who was played by Felicity Jones.
And was it based on her memoir?
That's right. So what happens was that she met him when she was at Cambridge. They're both at Cambridge University, and he was doing kind of science, of course, and she was doing the arts. And they kind of met, and they started dating, and then they'd hardly knew each other, but then he started getting ill. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, but then they fell in love, and they said, you've only got 2 years to live.
Wow.
So his parents said, look, you know, you really shouldn't do this. You really shouldn't marry him. This is going to ruin your life. You know, they said, don't you realise it's all going to deteriorate from now on? But the thing is, he's never died.
But, yes.
So she has been a carer. She was a carer for, you know, for life. And she said the problem was, because I've read interviews since, was that it just wasn't a kind of a society for disabled people there. So there's no ramps. There were no, she'd arrive at a National Trust property and she'd have to, go 1.5 miles with a wheelchair, or they'd rent cottages and there's no way of getting up steps, you know.
Well, and also, didn't they have children? So she's the carer for the children.
She had 3 children with him.
Wow.
I know.
So did the disease just move much slower?
What happened is, yeah, it's got to a point now. He had a stroke when she was on holiday with, this is the thing.
Mm.
She was so upset and so kind of frustrated with her life that she went and joined a choir.
Really?
Yes. And there was a sexy choir master in it. He said, look, I've just split up. I haven't got a girlfriend or anything. Can I come and help? So he became Stephen's carer with her, but obviously they fell in love.
Oh, my
gosh. And then
gosh.
Stephen said, well, it's okay if you have sex with him, so we're in a bit of a menage a trois.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Ooh, it's much so more racy.
I know. Well, we're missing out.
Well, because for American audiences, and, you know, that's where I was at the time, Stephen Hawking came, you know, already in that wheelchair-voiced package. You know what I mean? He became world famous, you know, after all of this.
Well, that happened very early.
Yeah.
Very early on. And he just hasn't. So he had this stroke and then he lost his voice box and he hasn't really deteriorated since then. So he's just. But as I said, most people on average die within 5 years of getting neurolingo disease, something like that. Anyway. And but he's the one in a million who survived it. I mean, as in his body's very degenerated. He can't speak, but he's alive.
Yes,
and he can still think.
Obviously,
I'll tell you a really funny thing in the film. She was putting a jumper on him, and then a baby starts crying. Okay, so. So she leaves him and he pulls down the jumper, and at the same time he's looking at a fire, and then he sees all these kind of planets, da, da, da. And I like saying that because of this. So she had to leave him with his jumper half on for like 20 minutes. And because he was stuck in this jumper, they say that's how he learned the theory of the universe.
Was stuck inside, seeing the fire through the jumper.
Yes. Can you imagine? That's how the sort of genius mind works. I don't know whether that's completely true.
And how long have you been trapped inside a jumper?
Yeah, I've still got it over my head. That's why it's with a muffled sound on the radio today. So it was just a fascinating film. So because of it, I couldn't stop kind of looking her up, because I'm really interested in getting her onto Radio Gorgeous as an interviewee.
Fantastic.
So I was doing loads of research yesterday. And I think the most interesting thing is that she and two of the children did not speak to him until 2004. They'd fallen out so badly. Radio Gorgeous, giving you a voice. One of the descriptions she had of him by the end of a relationship before they finished was a child possessed with a massive fractious ego. Apparently, you know, he's got brains, but he can only do one word at a time on that machine.
It must be so incredibly
frustrating. One word a minute.
So frustrating for someone of obviously a brilliant mind who... Also, as we've seen later in his life, also, you know, the performance aspect of his life was important to him. You could sit there and quietly do research and publish his book, but he wanted to share this.
Yeah.
You know, so there's definitely,
and
you know.
And it's a show off.
Yeah, you know. Egotistical propulsion in there. Healthy, unhealthy, how do I know? But, you know, definitely that is as part of him, and that has to be wildly frustrating. And I don't care, you know, what you say, your wife... going off with someone else has got to be a little bit emasculating while you're stuck inside a jumper.
Yes. No, I can see that. Also, he was controlling as well. Mm. He wouldn't have a nurse. She had to do everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was not one of the frustrations. So I think it was a lot about, you know, power and lack of power, you know. And it's very interesting because it's the man in the passive role. Usually it's a woman in the passive role.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no, really, it's such a good film. Really interesting. Anyway, so what happened was, as I said, she didn't speak to him till 2004. And she'd written a really bitchy book about how awful he was, which obviously I'm quite tempted to read. But then in 2008, she brought out the book that this film's based on, which is being a bit kinder.
Right. A bit more balanced.
Exactly. The book that she wrote was called Traveling to Infinity. Anyway, have you thought about how he had sex? Has that crossed your mind?
Yeah, I mean, because
it's mentioned in the film, don't worry. It's all answered for you.
Oh, right.
So they're saying, well, look, you're in a wheelchair. You can't move anything. How do you move that? It's automatic. It's not joined. It's not the same. It's not the same disease. It's controlled by something else.
So it's not. Well, because it's not a muscle.
Yeah. So we can.
Because otherwise it would get bigger the more you used it.
So he can still get hard-ons. He can still have children. He can still come. And he's really into sex as well. Honestly. And he, in the film, the nurse he goes off with understands that, and she buys him Penthouse magazine and shows him all these photos, and he's like really turned on by that. And he's really into strip clubs, and one of his best friends is Peter Stringfellow, and
he goes,
and he loves like being grinded by dancers. Mm. Well, but think about it, what other pleasures he got?
Yeah, I know, but I know it shouldn't be surprising that someone so brilliant should also just, I mean, it is kind of funny because we assume people who are disabled, they're just nicer and better people. Well, just goes to show you. He's a man.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I know it's, you know, the sex industry and everything, it's all terrible, but it's fulfilling his massive need for sexuality.
That's true.
He also goes to swingers clubs in California.
Only in California will they let them in.
Well, that's where he lives. And he goes with his nurses and a whole entourage. It's brilliant.
We're here.
Exactly.
Bring on the party.
Kind of clamoring and noises. Stephen's arrived. Get grinding, girls. Yeah.
Stephen is in the building.
So I just think he sounds just such a brilliant person. He's a massive personality, isn't he?
Yeah.
And anyway, and then the next wife he had was called Elaine, and a nurse. And there's been lots of articles about them having a very, very bad relationship.
Yeah, apparently there were reports that she was very abusive to him.
Yes, and apparently those reports are by other nurses, and both Stephen and Elaine deny that there was any abuse. Mm. But maybe that was part of their explosive relationship.
Mm. Well, and also, you know, there are a lot of... you know, pressures on him. I mean, he is a media personality as well, and that, you know, the performance part of your life and the private part of your life. And, you know, it sounds like his first wife was acclimatized herself at least for a long time to being his nurse. But, you know, you're with a famous man, you don't think you'll be wiping asses. But,
no,
you know,
no.
There you are.
Oh, you put it so beautifully.
I know. Now, eloquent as always.
Now let's go on to our guest today.
Yay!
Which is really exciting because you and I went along to go and meet the famous psychic. In fact, she is an international spiritual medium and tarot consultant, and her name is...
Laura Boyle.
Let's go and hear what she's got in store for us for 2015. My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous. So a warm spiritual welcome, Laura Boyle, to Radio Gorgeous. Hello.
Hello, Josephine.
And Donna's here as well because it's Gorgeous Gossip. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Can you tell us, how did you get into this and what is it? What is it being a psychic? Can you tell us?
A psychic is something generally that you're born with. In fact, we're all psychic, but we've all developed at different sort of levels. It's very much almost like a vocation. It's sort of like someone has to be a nurse. I mean, generally, nurses get paid rubbish money, but at the same token, it's something they feel they have to do. Now, my previous life, I used to be in the property business, but I've always worked as a psychic. And I was always aware at a very, very young age, literally 2, 3, 4, as long as I can remember. I can just remember the spirit world. And I've been a professional psychic, working, you know, as a professional psychic for over 30 years.
Did you feel the odd one out then as a child?
Oh, definitely. And
what did you see? Tell us, you said the spirit world. For us, we can't imagine what that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, generally, you don't see a shape. As we're seeing, it could well be, and I'm sure probably yourselves and a lot of the listeners will have actually had it, where maybe there is just maybe a shape or a shadow that just sort of seems to be out of the corner of their eye. And it's when you actually read books and you suddenly think, my gosh, well, in fact, these are psychic phenomenon.
So if I ask a question, like I will ask now, I'll ask the first question this year. It's predictions for 2015 from our Twitter followers, which we've got a lot of. First of all, we want to ask you, Dusty from Greenwich asks, will there be a terrorist incident in the UK this year?
Now, that question, it's a very, very valid question, but it's a rather sort of dark question. And when we actually say a terrorist attack, well, we are, in a way, under constant terrorist attack at the moment, but you can protect yourself by believing in your God and believing that God is good and love and light and will protect you and will protect. And at the end of the day, good always overcomes evil. You know, statistically, yes, we probably will have a terrorist attack or incidents.
OK, so you've got some cards in your hand. And if I ask you a question, if you're going to do the cards, would it just be the cards? Would it be a mixture of cards, mind? What?
Generally, if you were asking questions, I would use tarot.
Okay,
tarot gives you the most
accurate... You can ask the next question then, Donna.
Right. Even Chelsea, they're going from the serious to the... wildly less serious. Even Chelsea asks, will Benedict Cumberbatch have a baby girl?
Let's ask, will he have a baby? Well, presumably his wife. Will his wife have a baby girl?
He's about to get married.
There aren't any twins in that family or along that lineage, are there?
Not that I know of.
Because here I've got the two here. That's why I was wondering that. That's a pregnancy, but that can be like the two.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that it will be a girl. But I'm not entirely certain that they're not going to have a few little issues along the way.
Okay,
maybe a few little... Or whether it is issues as to what to call it. It might be issues. But there seems to be a little bit of... But I think they will have a girl.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay, great.
All right.
Now I'm going to ask... Amanda in Colchester asks... She asks the perennial question. We all want to know, will property in Britain go up or down in value this year?
Let's ask. Will property go up this year?
Okay, yes.
Right, well, a card
she's already
flew
told
up.
Me off. I've got...
All right, well, we don't have to go any further with that. A card, as you saw, just absolutely flew out the pack while I was shuffling. That is for the listeners' info. It's called a jumper. I've got a definite yes there.
Okay.
Sebastian from Cambridge asks, when will we get a female prime minister by 2020?
Right. Well, hello, Sebastian. Thank you for your question. And let's have a look. Will we get a... It was a female prime minister.
Female.
Let's have a little look.
We didn't have any jumpers.
Well, certainly recently, I think the only one who could potentially be in the running would be Theresa May.
Yeah,
and
right.
I don't think this is... can't see how it can actually really happen. So, but she would be the closest at the moment. Let's see. And with her, things... Okay, there will be. There will be.
What?
Do you know what? I've got a feeling
it
might be Theresa May, but not this time round.
Well, what was amazing, when you shuffled it immediately, the first cover that came out was the High Priestess, which is like the symbol. Over 2,000 followers can't be wrong. Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Thanks, darlings. Mwah. Tamsin from Bristol asks, is there any likely progress in the world of Ebola next year?
Tamsin, lovely. That's a very good question. Let's ask, what's going to happen about Ebola over the next year or so, yeah?
No. Oh,
okay.
Hang on, something good at the end.
Yeah. Something good at the end, but I'll tell you what, there's going to have to, I would say, the powers that be, again, will actually have to really sit down and go back to the drawing board here. Here we've got stuck in a rut, no clear direction. What do we do next?
That's the hermit upside down, yeah.
At the moment, you know, there's just general unhappiness about the situation. Now, this card is ordinarily...
That's the Six of Cups.
Now, you've got to read it in connection to do with the question, all right? Now, this card is usually someone new coming into your life or something coming back into your life. Mm-hmm. But it is travel, it is movement, it's...
Oh, gosh, and that's what a disease does.
Okay, I'd say this is movement.
Yeah.
And here we've got the, oh my God, what are we going to do? Yeah. We've got to take this seriously now. Mm. This isn't just a sort of black African problem. And don't forget, the first card that flew out, the Wheel of Fortune, there needs
Wheeling
to be
around.
Change.
Yeah.
Things need to be looked at, approached differently. But it does look as if it's going to get a lot worse, I would say, unfortunately, before it gets better.
Ugh.
So for some comic relief.
Yes, exactly. Let's cheer ourselves up.
Cheer ourselves up.
I think this will be the last question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have an important question about the Archers. Now, will David and Ruth stay in Ambridge?
Will David and Ruth stay
Well, at the moment, are they say they're going to try and send them to Canada, is it? Or whatever.
No, they're moving to a farm close to her mother.
And why would it ruin? Why would it ruin Ambridge, them going?
Well, they're
the main character.
They're archers. Their last name is Archer. You know, they're dairy farmers. They're important people. And also, Ruth Archer's been on Radio Gorgeous, so she's close to our heart.
All right.
Felicity
okay.
Finch, you know, okay. Is she staying or is she going?
Oh, God.
Okay. So is she leaving Ambridge?
Oh, yes. This is, you know, obviously, the drama is killing me.
Interesting. This here is in the past. It has been a good home for them. It has been a happy...
Yeah.
Now, I don't know the Archers.
Mm.
I don't listen
You're
to the Archers.
Out.
All right. It served them well in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But here, this is where they've got their eyes set on happy new beginnings.
Oh.
Happy new beginnings. Here we've got signing of contracts or financial dealings, so it looks like they probably will go. But it will be a real wrench. It will be a real wrench for them.
So that road's the road's going to be put down.
God, I'm totally depressed now.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is she the one with the northeast accent?
Yes.
That one.
Oh, fantastic. So but to see that whole journey is really fun.
Now, the most exciting question for us, I hope the listeners are fascinated as well, but it's what's in the prediction for Radio Gorgeous?
Okay, where is Radio Gorgeous going to be going in the year 2015? This card is Judgment. It's sort of saying you're ready to press ahead, you're ready to move ahead. This is major change coming up. If I had to put a time on it, I would have actually said probably the beginning of March.
Okay.
This is breaking down of the old to allow the new in.
Mm.
And while you've got opportunities that are coming up for you, you need to grab them. I've already said grab them, but it's also do not be afraid of change. There's going to be a big change, I'd say, between September and December.
Mm-hmm.
which does seem to involve quite a few people. I don't know what the financial status of Radio Gorgeous is, but I actually feel around the September time, I get the feeling that finances are actually going to start looking up a little bit.
Lovely. Wonderful, fantastic. Wonderful. So how do people get in touch with you?
They can go via the website www.lauraboyle.com.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
RadioGorgeous.com.
Thank you, Laura. And if you'd like to know more about Laura, go to lauraboyle.com. And thank you, Donna, for today's show. And thank you, Ella, for editing. This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous, presented and produced by Josephine and Donna, 2015. RadioGorgeous.com.